At 6:06, it is partly clear, 32 degrees in Tulsa. We are expecting a high today of 49. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Supercenters are not just limited to big box stores. Some cities have super recreation centers. And while the Tulsa Parks Department is seeking funding under a proposed capital needs plan, Parks Director Lucy Dolman says it is not for the creation of Tulsa supercenters.
It's just basically taking care of what we have and maintaining what we have and doing the best with the money and the resources we have.
Dolman says no such plans for supercenters are in the works for Tulsa. The Conference USA men's and women's basketball tournament is this week in Tulsa. The games will be played downtown at the convention and the BOK centers. Much like last month's Bassmasters fishing tournament, it's expected to have a big economic impact on Tulsa.
All the teams that are represented in the conference championship will be here bringing obviously their teams and staying in hotels, and then all their fan base will be staying in Tulsa.
That is Ray Hoyt with the Tulsa Sports Commission. This week's conference is expected to pump about $3 million into the Tulsa economy. A man convicted of kidnapping, raping, and killing an Oklahoma woman in 1999 in one of three homicides in three states is to be executed. Stephen Ray Thacker is to be put to death at 6 o'clock tomorrow at the Oklahoma State Prison at McAllister for the December 1999 killing of Bixby resident Lacey Don Hill. The murder took place over in Mays County. A Tulsa man charged with locking his toddler daughter into a metal cage is due for court arraignment later today. The man is to appear in Tulsa County District Court on felony charges of child neglect. Authorities say they found the child locked in an animal crate in November after a neighbor saw the man's three-year-old daughter naked outside the home and got no response when he knocked on the door. Oklahoma has a problem with binge drinking, particularly on our college campuses. The state Senate has signed off on a bill aimed at getting emergency help for people who have had too much to drink. Senator Cliff Branum frames the issue.
What we're trying to do is, if a person who is intoxicated and calls 911 for a friend who is obviously in distress and stays with that person until the ambulance or the police arrive, the person who calls and saves the young person's life will not be prosecuted for public intoxication.
Now, binge drinking is described as five or more drinks in a row. The bill has now moved over to the State House for consideration. A Tulsa man is arrested for driving under the influence in a weekend crash that killed his five-year-old son. It happened near Fort Gibson. The boy was not in a seatbelt. 33-year-old Cody Welch rolled his pickup truck three times, ejecting his son. Well, down on the farm this morning, the recent snow and rain have Oklahoma wheat farmers smiling. Oklahoma Wheat Growers Association Director Tim Bartram says things are looking up.
Things are definitely looking better. 30 days ago, I would have told you, in my opinion, best case scenario was half a crop. I think right now at this point, best case scenario is an average crop.
He says having a normal spring, however, is still important with normal rainfall. He says that will be vital. The U.S. Geological Survey says a small earthquake has been recorded near Spencer. The USGS says it was a 2.4 magnitude quake, as recorded about 2 miles north of Spencer. Our weather forecast, becoming mostly sunny and cool today with a high of 49, partly clear tonight, 32 for a low. Right now, it's partly clear and 32. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.